MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 23, 2025. The race to fill Moulton's seat is getting crowded, and the Gloucester mayoral candidates debate the issues. Mix of sun and clouds, breezy, low 60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 12:58 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that a Danvers minister and teacher and a Linfield lawyer and businessman are among the political newcomers who have jumped into the race for the 6th Congressional District. Representative Seth Moulton's decision to challenge incumbent Senator Ed Markey has opened up a down-ballot race to fill his congressional seat after next year's election. Former Biden administration official Dan Coe of Andover and former State Representative Jamie Belsito of Topsfield formally declared their candidacies last week. Several Democrats who hold elected positions are also considering a run for the office. But the rare congressional seat opening is also attracting political newcomers to the race ahead of next year's Democratic primary. On Tuesday, Linfield Democrat John Betcha joined the race as a non-politician who pledged in his campaign launch statement to fight to build an economy that creates opportunities for working families and lower costs. Reverend Nathaniel Manderson of Danvers said he plans to run for the 6th district seat as an independent candidate. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, being a leader and the need for leadership, especially when it came to last November's educators' strike, were themes struck in a debate between incumbent Mayor Greg Virga and challenger Paul Lundberg before about 80 residents in the Magnolia Library and Community Center. The debate Tuesday, in advance of the November 4 municipal election, had the two Gloucester natives fielding 6 questions culled from the community and asked by Magnolia Library's president Chris Boucher. The candidates fielded questions about affordable housing, city budget, and the $206 million upgrade to the city's wastewater treatment plant, views of recent ice activity in nearby communities, balancing the needs of the working waterfront with tourism, and the state of downtown Gloucester. Last November's teachers and paraprofessional strike and its rippling repercussions came up repeatedly during the 50-minute debate, including in the very last question. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our 3 locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin D. writes in the New Report Daily News, the Amesbury Police Department recently received 2 grants from the state, which will allow the department to purchase new equipment and fund overtime patrols. The department was awarded $34,967 from the state through the FY26 Municipal Road Safety Grant Program. The grants are expected to be approved by the City Council at next week's meeting. Police Chief Craig Bailey said the grant will allow the department to pay officers to work overtime and send out extra patrols to address specific safety issues. And the LocalNews.News reports in Raleigh, National Grid will be conducting a walking survey throughout the town starting today through November 28, according to the Raleigh Police Department. Technicians for the energy company will be checking gas meters and will most likely not knock on doors, according to the department. They will have identification on them and are expected to check in with police every week. For any concerns, residents can call the Raleigh Police Business Line at 978-948-7644. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the St. Mary's field hockey team concluded an undefeated regular season yesterday with a 7-0 win over Swampscott. The Spartans' record is now 17-0-1. Camden Driscoll scored 3 goals in the win. The Masconomet field hockey team blanked Danvers 3-0 to improve to 15-0-2. Ava Galvane scored 2 goals and now has 29 for the season. The Manchester Essex field hockey team beat Hamilton Wenham 4-1. Abby Kent recorded her 100th point in that game for the Hornets. In boys soccer, Masconomet top Marblehead 3-1, and the Chieftains are now at 13-2. In girls soccer, Masconomet and Marblehead tied at 0. Masco now has 13 wins, while Marblehead has 11. The Celtics opened up the season last night at home with a 117-116 loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. Bruins were off, and the Bruins will host the Ducks tonight at the Garden. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.